rest of the story. It's no fun eating alone in a romantic restaurant, but sometimes it happens, and when it does, you tend to lose yourself in the romance at the table behind you. You find yourself listening between the soft words to the velvet sound of blossoming love. And there you are at LaRue's restaurant. You know the place. You've seen a thousand like it through a movie camera or a mind's eye. Dim lights, delicious food, delectable music that washes your ears like surf at midnight. So there you are at LaRue's, listening with increasing interest to the conversation at the next table. You don't dare turn, or they may stop talking or change the subject from the one that so fascinates you. So, as invisibly as possible, you keep eating and listening and learning the rest of the story. They are an attractive couple, you can tell without looking. And it is a blind date. A mutual acquaintance got him to call her. Neither was too confident of the fix-up in the beginning. Blind dates have been disastrous for both in the past. So over the phone they agreed that it would have to be an early night because of morning appointments for each. Both were lying. And now they're laughing about it. My father's a doctor, she is saying. Intrigued or not, his response makes him appear so. In fact, everything she says seems to intrigue him. Oh, he likes her a lot, you can tell. And she, him. How did you break your leg? She asks him. At once, still without turning, you're startled to envision the romantic young man in a plaster cast, but no. From the discourse that follows, you infer otherwise. He was in a softball game, he tells her, and a hard slide into first 8 weeks ago. All that time since had been spent in the hospital, but he is out now, if still hobbling on a cane. No, it doesn't hurt now, he says, answering her next question. Nothing hurts tonight. Nothing may ever hurt again. Their words thereafter wander through lazy byways that lead everywhere and nowhere. From sumptuous wines to the Civil War to the way the evening fog enshrouds you in old London town. But before you or they know it, the hour is late. And he is asking, does the evening have to end? And he is suggesting a nightclub down the street. And she is saying, that sounds fine. And dinner at LaRue's is over. Although the blind date that began there has yet to end. For sometimes, when you are out alone, you overhear the nicest things. And tonight, for dessert, a slice of destiny at LaRue's restaurant, 40 plus years ago, where and when two people fell in love. A girl named Nancy Davis and a boy named Ronald Reagan. Now you know the rest of the story.